This is Joy Rowland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 58, The Real Reason Becoming Rich Feels So Hard. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 58 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. So excited to be recording this episode for you today. I love the topic so much. The real reason becoming rich feels so hard. Yes, this is something many women who come to me struggle with. And I hope to give you some nuggets that you can use to actually transform your current financial situation. Before I delve in, I want to remind you that the chance to win $1,000 is still available to you. I will be announcing the winner on this podcast in May. So if you want to be in with a chance to win $1,000 cash, then you need to grab the link. I'm going to add the link to the show notes. All you need to do is leave me a meaningful review and I will put you on the list of people who will be drawn to win $1,000. I'm so excited to announce. I love giving things away for free, and so I'm so excited to announce the winner in May. And thank you to everyone who left me a review. So before I actually started this giveaway, we already had over 70 reviews from different countries. So if you already wrote me a review before this giveaway, rest assured you are automatically entered into the draw. So you don't need to do anything else. You're awesome. Just relax and listen in May for the announcement. Okay, so why is it that there's this feeling of resignation because of how difficult some people feel it is to actually create wealth and be super rich? Why do people struggle so much to get out of the mindset of scarcity, poverty, and get into the realm of wealth, abundance, overflow? Why is this so difficult? I'm going to tell you why. So hopefully you can apply these concepts into your financial situation. And I'm very excited for you to get the results. Just send me a DM when you start getting the results or send me an email. I love celebrating clients' results. So even if you're not my clients, well, you're technically my clients because you're listening to my podcast. So I am so invested in your success. And that's why I passionately do this podcast, because I know the power of transformation, because that's exactly how I transformed myself by going through all of these things I teach on this podcast. So based on my experience as a certified financial coach, I have seen that many, many people struggle with making more money. Almost feels like they are stuck. It almost feels like there's this financial ceiling that they cannot break free from. And so their income is stuck. Their behaviors are just the same. They overspend every single month. They spend more than they earn. They don't save. They don't invest. So why are people stuck in this cycle? Now, typically, when someone says, oh, my financial situation is so dire, the solution is I need to have more money, right? That's the first solution. People say, well, I need to have more money. And then they say, what do I need to do to make more money so that I can be rich? Okay, so that's the typical thought pattern. So let me repeat that again. So the person will say, oh, I am in a dire financial situation. I need to have my money. And so they say, What do I need to do in order to have more money? Okay, so I can be rich. But here's the thing, that process is completely upside down. Yes, that's the opposite way that you should approach building wealth. Let me explain. And bear in mind, if this process worked, then there wouldn't be need for this podcast. I wouldn't be a coach, right? The process doesn't work, but the thing is, people are stuck in their ways, and unless someone becomes intentional to do this work, the work I do, like this work of changing your mindsets, changing your identity, unless somebody becomes intentional and do this work, they are completely stuck in that pattern. And that's why you see generationally, you see the same thing happening in a family over and over and over again, until somebody stands up in that family to say, enough, I am going to be the change to change the trajectory of my family's wealth and fortune. Now, the process is upside down because ultimately you need to start from the being, okay? So instead of starting from the having more money and then doing and then to become rich, you need to start from being wealthy. And being wealthy means you have to have an identity change. You have to change your identity from the woman you are currently to the woman you want to be. Now, when you become, so the first step is to become. Yes, you become a wealthy woman first. And then when you become, it becomes easier to take the actions that wealthy women take. Like it just becomes automatic. You do the actions, and ultimately, the results are inevitable. Like you will become wealthy if you become first. That becoming propels you to take the actions required to then have. So that's why I said the process is upside down. You have to start from becoming the woman. Now, why is this so important? Now, on the last episode, I talked about the mind, our human mind, being like an iceberg. If you know what an iceberg is, it's this large chunk of ice that floats on the ocean. But on the surface, the only thing we see is just that 5% of the iceberg. The remaining 95% of the iceberg is actually submerged in water. So this is exactly how the human mind is. Your conscious mind is just 5% of the entire mind, and then your subconscious makes up 95% of your mind. Now, here's the thing. Your identity, your belief is embedded deep inside your subconscious, which is the 95%. So if your identity, your current identity is embedded deep inside your subconscious, which is the 95% under the water. You don't see it on the surface. In order to become rich and wealthy, you have to become, inside of your subconscious, you have to become wealthy. First, you have to have that identity shift. And this is why you have the money story you have. You have the current money situation you have because your identity is that woman now. Okay, here's an example. Somebody says, oh, I just want to save. Why can't I just save every month? Why can't I just budget every single month? But here's the thing, you can go on Google and just Google budgets, and you can have millions of spreadsheets, like on the results. You're gonna have millions of results, search results on Google, and there are tons and tons of budgets, right? Budget templates, like there are even apps you can use for budgeting. So I'm just trying to stress to you that if this worked, everybody will be wealthy. Okay? So if you just go on the internet and you say, I want to budget more, I want to save more, and then you just try to use that spreadsheet to save more to budget, And then every single month, you still find yourself not doing the thing. Like, it doesn't make sense, right? Like, you have the tools. Like, you know, you need to budget, you need to save, you need to invest in order to build wealth. But month after month after month, you're not taking those actions. I'm curious, what do you think? Like, why do you think that is? Yeah. It's because subconsciously, your identity is not the identity of the woman that saves. Maybe you grew up with parents that never taught to you about money. You never saw your parents save, which was never taught in school, obviously. And then you just grew up like that, like every other person on earth, right? So then, can you now see why becoming rich feels so hard? Because you are not a rich person on the inside. You've not embodied that wealthy woman on the inside. And that's why I love the name of this podcast. I named it Empowered Wealthy Women because I am relating to my listeners on the level I know they can get to. Okay, so maybe you're not wealthy yet, but I refer to you as empowered wealthy women because I know your capacity for wealth. And when I keep referring to you as empowered wealthy women, gradually you begin to shift your beliefs and you begin to say, maybe this is possible for me too. Maybe I can be the change my family needs. Maybe I can be the one that ends the generational curse in my family to say we are always stuck in poverty. So that's why I refer you to you as empowered wealthy women. So if you want to be rich, you have to do the inner work to become the person that is rich. You become. And once you become, success is inevitable. You for sure will become successful. And I like to always say, this isn't fake it until you make it. No. No, inherently, you are wealthy. That's how God created all of us. We have infinite capacity for wealth. But somehow, as we were growing up based on societal influences, what we saw our parents do, we became what we became, right? So it's almost like we started having layers and layers of doubt, unbelief, and limiting beliefs, money blocks. All of those things have been layered on top of this beautiful, wealthy, infinitely wealthy woman that you are. So it's almost like a diamond in the rough, right? The diamond is in the rough and in the dirt, in the soil. It doesn't mean that that diamond has lost its value. It just means that the dirt, the grass, all of the elements in the ground has covered the diamond. So you are still a diamond. You are infinitely wealthy. You are infinitely the wealthy person God created you to be. The work we do here is to remove all of those layers so that you can see yourself in your full beauty, in your full potential to become who God has created you to be, which is the wealthy, infinite self of yourself. So don't do this backwards. Don't start with, I want to have more money. Tell me what I need to do in order to be wealthy. I want you to start with changing your identity, becoming the woman who is wealthy. And so, this is an analogy I give my clients. If you decide and say, okay, my future self is wealthy, okay? There is no doubt in my mind that you can create wealth. So, it's a done deal. Your future self is infinitely wealthy. So then I ask, what does your future self do? What does she eat? What time of day does she wake up? What kind of friends does she have? Who does she surround herself with? Your future self, that infinite wealthy self, your future self. She's made all the money already. She's wealthy. She's rich. It's a done deal. So my question is, what does she do? every day. Where does she go? What time does she wake up? What does she eat? What kind of books does she read? What kind of work does she do? What kind of business does she do? Where is she invested in? You need to be crystal clear and journal and say, this is exactly what my future self, who is wealthy, this is what she does. This is her life. And then your job is to start doing those things now. Yes. This isn't fake it until you make it. And I like giving this example. The Wright brothers, who invented the airplane, they tried many times, right? They just had this imagination, this vision to say humans can fly. Nobody had ever done it at the time. And legend has it that their father, because they are two brothers, their father told them to just let it be. But they kept trying. Now, would you say they were faking it? So that's not faking it until you make it. That is belief and confidence in your capability, in capacity. And that belief and confidence makes you resilient. You just go for it and you keep trying and you're persistent and you do the thing, right? So this isn't fake it until you make it. This isn't woo-woo stuff. This is becoming your future self and taking the actions your future self will take. I hope you are encouraged to go this week to take action and to create the results you know you deserve, the results you know you're capable of. And so, as you go into this week, I want you to think, your future self, she's wealthy, she's made all the money. How does she show up in the world? How does she make offers? How does she tell people about what she has to offer? You go do it and you'll see the shift, the massive shift, and your success will be inevitable. I'll see you back here on the next episode. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.